Welcome to another edition of Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun, and joining me, as always, Ray Brewer, who is playing with the volume, is allowed in here now. Ray, happy New Year's. We had football on Thursday nights last week, so got an extra day this week, got an extra day to prepare.
Extra day to watch game film to get all fired up for this week's games, but we'd be remiss, Steve, if we didn't go back and talk about the week that was. Two great games. I was at a game that I classify as one of the best I've seen in 14 years on the job.
That's a big statement.
Yeah, Del Sol, Vegas. The history was set. You know, Vegas has beaten Del Sol the last 3 years in the regional finals, including last fall when Del Sol had a 14-point lead with 5 minutes to play and lost. Del Sol, an underdog, goes in there. Vegas with a few turnovers. Next thing you know, it's 33-7 in the fourth quarter. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Del Sol's going to break the hoax. Bam, here come those Wildcats, baby. Touchdown, touchdown, fumble, touchdown. Next thing you know, it's 33-28. Vegas has got the momentum. Their kids are jumping up and down. Everybody in the entire stadium's thinking about last year and the comeback. Vegas gets the ball. They move down the field. It looks like they're going to punch it in and take the lead, and they just ran out of time. Del Sol hangs on for the win. Great, great, great atmosphere for the first month of the season in a non-league game. And boy, Del Sol, man, those kids, Steve, celebrated like they won the state championship. Kids running down from the bleachers, the coaches hugging and crying. It was a great scene. It was like a practice drill for what we're going to see in the playoffs. But
well, you had Vegas high to win the state championship.
And I still think Vegas will. Here's Vegas' problem. They're real young. You got two sophomores as your star players, the quarterback, Hassan Henderson.
They better grow up or they're not going to the state title.
Well, you know, the thing with these kids is you don't know what's going to show up. The sophomores that are ahead of schedule who are sure thing D1 recruits, or the sophomores who are sophomores that make mistakes. And against Vegas,
they came back.
They made too many mistakes early, and then, bam, they turned it on and came back. So for Vegas, loss isn't that bad. You know, it was a non-league game. It's early in the season. It gives Coach Faircloth some ammunition to say, hey, boys, listen, we're not untouchable. We're not unbeatable. But, hey, look, if we ever get down again, never say never. We could overcome a big deficit. So nothing to cry about if you're Vegas. It was a great game.
What was the attitude like around Del Sol's fan base that fourth quarter is 7 points, 14 points? I mean, they put up a ton of points in the fourth quarter.
And they're just trying to run that clock out, baby. And I think that might have been what got to them, because the coaches and the players were thinking, okay, let's keep the ball on the ground. Let's run the clock. Next thing you know, they're three and out, three and a fumble, and Vegas getting back in the game. Another thing is Del Sol's a real good team. They're coached real well. They're physical. They have some good players. But Del Sol lacks numbers. They only have about 23, 24 players, and maybe 14 or 15 part of the regular rotation. Those guys are playing both ways. Vegas is a real physical team. That game was a smack-in-the-mouth type of game. And, you know, Vegas is rotating kids in and out. They got a fresh set of linemen. By the time the fourth quarter came, Vegas all of a sudden steals the momentum. They got the fresh players, and Del Sol's kids are gassed. I mean, they even had to take a timeout on defense just to try to regroup and get their spirits back. And so that combination led for a lethal comeback. Is Del Sol now the team to beat in the Sunrise? I don't know. I don't even know if they're the team to beat in their own league. But it was a great win for Del Sol. Got the monkey off their back, so to speak. And nobody from Henderson had beaten Vegas since 1998.
Yeah.
11 seasons.
Well, since we're on the Del Sol topic and them beating Las Vegas High, quick segue into a meeting I had to attend last week.
You had to attend.
I did have to attend. You assigned me to go. I don't wake up on Wednesday morning to say, what am I going to do? I'm going to go to a board meeting.
That wasn't circled on your calendar? Opportunity to find wrinkles in the NIAA system?
Oh, there's plenty of wrinkles. Actually, to the NIAA's credit, and this will be the first and last time I ever say anything.
Okay, mark it on your calendar.
This.
Go ahead.
They handled everything really well. They handled the meeting really well. They knew they were going to have a line of parents and coaches waiting to tell them how bad they are and how stupid they are, and I think they handled everything really well, kept things civil. It was a Del Sol library, and Del Sol's one of the schools that was rumored to be in that, you know, drop-down list, along with basic, Shap, you know, your alma mater, bunch of schools all represented. And for people listening, let's get to one thing clear. The realignment plans don't cover football. They never did, and they won't. If anything, there's going to be a separate football plan because that's the only way to do it, you know. And, yeah, it was crazy, this whole realignment talk. I've never seen anything like it.
It gets people fired up. For some reason, there's this stigma if you play in a lower league that you're not a good athlete or you won't be recruited as well. And, I mean, I could make arguments for that, but some of the teams that...
But I can make arguments against that.
Yeah, we could sit here all day until we're blue in the face, and we could also sit here until we're blue in the face talking about what team should be in what league. Yeah. But the bottom line is that it's high school sports. We're out here to have a good time, right, and enjoy. It's another aspect of going to school.
There are a number of athletic directors there and principals there who, from smaller schools, who made the point of why would you not want to know every year, every game you're competing, you know, for a state title. What would be in the 3A? You know, why would you? Why? What do you gain week after week getting blown out?
Yeah. And wouldn't it be fun to be in a game or to be in a pennant race or to be in the playoff race, yeah, or to play a meaningful game when it's cold outside?
I mean, that to me is what it should, you know, that's that competition, is that chance to win. Who cares? Who cares if a 1A state title, you know, just to do that? There's a very few number of people who won a state title in a given sport. Why not? And frankly, I'm of the side that if you're a great athlete, you're going to be found. You know, and it's probably going to happen more if you're, you know, winning playoff games than getting blown out 40-0. But a crazy meeting, a little banter between Las Vegas High's principal and Basics principal, and Las Vegas was talking about their numbers that you just talked about in football, that they have all these numbers. They want competition. They want schools to come where they have wrestlers, you know, people just forfeit against them or send a couple of JV wrestlers. I mean, so there's two sides. To me, the solution is you drop a whole lot of teams down to 3A, you create two even leagues, and just go.
Yeah, and I think the first step is asking the schools, hey, let's, before we assign people to a lower league, does anybody want to volunteer and go?
But see, and I won't even call it lower. Then what about the kids in there now? I mean, you know.
Well, it's lower enrollment. And if you go to Boulder City, where I spend a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to, like, when Pahrump Valley's numbers, enrollment numbers, went over the figure from the 3A to the 4A cutoff, those people in Boulder and Virgin and Moapa were crying bloody murder. Get those guys out of league. It's unfair. You know, we've got controlled growth in our town, and we want to play a certain amount of, we want to play schools that we're evenly matched with. And so they got Pahrump out of the league. Well, now you got a three-team league. And you made your own bet.
Well, I got to tell you, Eddie Bonine, the head of the NIAA, actually maybe took an idea from you, which was, you know what, we're sick of hearing about how precious these rivalries are and all this stuff when, let's be honest, a rivalry game doesn't draw like it should. You know, maybe a couple people in the town care about it. But let's create a separate Southern Nevada League. We don't want to talk about saving money, then that's fine. Call it 5A. Southern Nevada schools play. There's a Southern Nevada championship, and that's it. That's where basically the state title ends.
And I agree with him.
Why take buses all the way to Reno?
Why bus, you know, four or five buses up a 10-hour drive to Reno, have kids spend the night to play one game in Reno?
Yeah.
You know, one football game to say the North team is better than the South team. I mean, shoot, let's play them on Nintendo and get it over with.
Right, well... So a lot of ideas going around. They formed a committee. It's going to be many more months before a plan comes out, but something definitely needs to be done because it's just ridiculous. You know, some of the mismatches in a lot of sports and
Blowout City.
Wow, taking a new low here at Prep Sports Now. But yeah, I mean, something has to be done. Back to more competitive games. I was at one on Thursday night. Cimarron Palo, and I got to tell you, there's going to be that playoff matchup potentially is going to be insane.
Yeah, now here I'm just looking ahead. Cimarron definitely showed it's one of the top two teams in the Northwest. They lost to Palo, so we assume Cimarron's going to take the 2 seed in the playoffs.
Yeah,
that would match them against Gorman in the semifinals. Steve, you've seen Gorman. You've seen Cimarron. Cimarron, yes. I think, is a lot better than people think because they return their whole line.
It's so hard to it's so hard to compare those two teams, though, because Cimarron doesn't have that. They don't have that just, like, elite talent level, I don't think. I think they're more of a team. They are tough. I mean, the hardest-hitting game I've seen, it's still early in the season, but definitely Palo Verde, Cimarron. I mean, every hit you could hear from probably the top row of the bleachers. And they have two great running backs. I didn't even know about James Poole until Thursday night. He got the bulk of the carries. A really, really good running back. Not as fast as Steven Nixon, but definitely...
Who is as fast?
Right. But definitely tougher, has his own type of speed. Again, not there's not going to be much passing coming out of there. And their defense, I mean, Palo's first, let's see, their first four possessions were three and outs. This is Palo Verde's offense. Just completely stopped them. Palo Verde didn't have a single first down in the first quarter. That's incredible. So can they contain, you know, Bishop Gorman in their passing game? You know, Gorman has a lot of threats, especially with their tight end that they utilize. So, I don't know. Defensively, I think they're about even.
Wow. I mean, it opens up. And Cimarron, I know whenever we talk high school football, we mention the big three, Vegas, Palo, Gorman. But Cimarron's a team that's always in the thick of things, and they always win a playoff game. They always go far, and they play real good football there. You saw it firsthand. They're physical, they're disciplined, they're hard-nosed, and they run the football.
And they had a chance. I mean, they got the ball back down by six, about 4 minutes to go. They put together a couple nice plays, and then they were hampered by penalties all game. So they faced a fourth and five situation, and it was just an incredible play by Gotkin that – saved the first down, the game. I mean, screen pass, nobody out there. Out of nowhere, here comes Daniel Gotkin flying in, tips this pass, nearly picks it off, and that was the end of the game.
Yeah, and I just like teams like Cimarron and Palo that run the ball. And that's the thing I think Vegas got away from against Del Sol, is that they're so in love with this quarterback, Henderson, who throws a great ball for a sophomore, that maybe they're not running the ball as much as they should. Sometimes folks make the mistake when you got a great quarterback in high school that you try to throw the ball so much. Well, you got to have somebody to catch it and somebody to block before the kid could throw it. Run the football to set up the pass.
Well, I got to tell you, Palo doesn't throw the ball much, but they found a nice jumper in Brandon Wright, the Centennial transfer. I mean, he just lofted the ball up there and said, "Go get it," and you know, he jumps higher and he's taller, but. With I think a game like that makes both teams better, no matter who wins. I mean, this whole week of practice, both of those teams are going to know how hard of a game they played and what level they have to be at to win. When does Bishop Gorman find that out?
Exactly. And Gorman, and I've talked to Coach Sanchez about this, and the league Gorman's in doesn't do it many favors. Sure, Bonanza's put up some points, but who have they put them up against? Yeah, Spring Valley's always going to give Gorman a game, but that's not till later in the season. But when you go like Pahrump and Sierra Vista on back-to-back weeks, you got to be beating each other up in practice because you don't really have that measuring stick. I'm worried about Gorman. They've got a freshman quarterback, and we know he's real good. But how is he going to be in a meaningful game? Because he hasn't had to do that. You know.
Well, again, this is where you get a lot of their mismatches in the playoffs. You're going to have, you know, when they play Palo, it's going to be a sold out, no matter what stadium it's in. It's loud. It's crazy. I don't know. And you know, Palo's defense
is legit.
Yeah, definitely. Palo.
But, I mean, Gorman has so many good players.
Well, they do. And I think they have a better pass defense than Palo does. I've been saying that for weeks. But it's hard to find a hole in Palo's defense. I mean, Gotkin is everywhere. Mm-hmm. Their safeties are just linebackers. And you have the Justin Chasen's little brother on the line.
Right, and what a good game. There's so many good storylines if that game happens. And I know we've been talking since the beginning of August.
Because that's all – we're just killing time.
Yeah, Palo Gorman. It's our Ohio State, Michigan.
Yeah, we're killing time till when it happens. Maybe Cimarron's – I don't know.
Well, Cimarron will be a good warm-up for Gorman. And listen, if Gorman makes a few early mistakes to get Cimarron and Cimarron gets a lead, they've got the type of team – good defense, well-organized, clock-eating offensive running attack. Stranger things have happened.
Yeah, well, it was a great week last week. We've got a lot of good weeks coming up. I can't believe it's end of September already. Yeah. But a couple games, and any that stand out. I mean, this week isn't a massive,
There's no games that scream at you, but you want to see this Green Valley Liberty game, because Green Valley's always been middle of the pack in the Southeast. Last year, you know, they were in that three-way tie at top of the league standings. And Liberty, you know, has been open for 6 years, never made the playoffs. Until last year when they went 500, they'd only won like five or six games. But Liberty's a team who is definitely on the rise. They've got some good players, a huge Polynesian team, and there's a ton of kids out. And they're real big, and they're real physical. I watched them just dominate Chaparral. And I know they were real good against Legacy, who's a team that's in the top of the city, but they had some fumbles in losing their opener to Legacy. So I'm anxious to see how this Liberty team fares in league play, because Green Valley's going to be prepared, you know, and Green Valley runs the ball well. So this Liberty team's a real question mark, because if they handle Green Valley, they might be a player in this region race this year.
What about Del Sol Foothill?
I see Foothill that looks.
Is there a USC letdown?
That's what I was. I put that in our picks. If you check on LasVegas.com, but I put that. Hey, listen, maybe a letdown game for Del Sol, because now they think they're world beaters because they had that big emotional win. But listen, Foothill blanked Rancho last week. Their tailback Connor Afoe is awesome. Junior, he is fast and he is slick, and Foothill's going to come ready to play, and hopefully Del Sol comes ready too, that, you know, they don't, you know, sleep the first half, because it could come back and bite them. And for as important as that game was against Vegas, it means nothing if you lose to Foothill on Friday.
Yeah, and one more. You weren't too fond of this game, but I think it'll be a good one. Cimarron Centennial.
The Centennial, to me, I think in the Northwest, which is the best league in town, there's been a clear separation of powers. The best teams are Palo, Cimarron, and Legacy.
Sure.
Arborview's really banged up right now, and everybody was high on them. They're kind of in the middle.
You, by everybody, you mean you.
Okay.
Who was like, Arborview's the best ever.
Okay. Fair enough. Then there's another tier of teams. You know, Faith Lutheran, Centennial, Shadow Ridge, and then maybe Cheyenne, and then just Mojave. God bless them for trying. Now... I mean, Centennial struggled to get past Shadow Ridge, and Shadow Ridge is horribly offensive, the worst offensive team in town.
Yeah,
they got a great tailback, Zach Hill, nice coaches. They're organized. They do things the right way. They're just lacking speed. And in that division, speed is just one of the many components you need to have.
All right. Well, definitely some things. Playoff pictures will become clear after this week. I mean, we'll see what happens. But as always, we'll be everywhere. Photos, videos, the whole deal. Our picks. I beat Brewer last week. Listen, you brag about it on TV every week.
I do. Listen to this. Chaparral was beating Green Valley 14-0 at the end of the first quarter.
What happened?
I popped the cork in my champagne bottle to celebrate, and Green Valley scored 43 straight points.
Well, there you go. But we got that picks. They're coming up. I know everyone loves to comment on them. Tell us how foolish we are after games end.
Before the game, folks. Give us a little help here.
Yeah, but a little healthy trash talk never hurt anyone. So those will be up. The blogs, the pictures, videos, the whole deal. LasVegasSun.com. Log on. Best prep sports coverage in Green Valley. But log on, LasVegasSun.com, the best source in Las Vegas. Seriously, folks, high school football, we got it down to a science with the mad scientist, Ray Brewer.